You've been given a direct order to rock the fuck out.
Rock out like the streets are empty except for you, your bicycle, and your headphones. Rock out like your lips just place onto a breakdancing muse with legs that go all the way up. Rock out like vultures clearing houses ringing your front door. Rock out like you'll never have to open up a textbook again. Rock out like you get paid to disturb the peace. Rock out like music is all that you got. Rock out like your life depended on it, fool, because it does. Rock out like you're the international skee-ball champion in entire universe. Rock out like you just escaped in the orphanage to join a Russian circus. Rock out like you're enslaved in the sound of dancing as old as you have to. Rock out like it's raining outside and you got a girl to run through. Rock out like you threw your window open on your honeymoon because you the whole world don't love this. Rock out like Jimmy has returned carrying brand new guitar strings. Rock out like the Mangos aren't. Rock out like the record player won't skip. Rock out like this was the last weekend. Like these were the last words. Like you don't ever want to forget how.
Good evening, you are listening to Shit Is Delicious with your host, Swagger Stable.
My name's Showstar!
And that was Beatrice, by the way. It's good to hear her again.
I missed that. Yeah, that's the song I mixed a little while ago for our intro. So this is the first time we've been together in a couple of weeks. The first time we're going to be playing a lot of the music that we normally play, which is loud and throw your body around the room too and delicious. And sorry, because a lot of you are new, I know that some of you are listening. Hi, Dragon Diet, hi, tea people. The statement of the show, the reason that we do the show, is to play music, which is, regardless of genre or anything else regarding anything, which is delicious. Music that you can sink your teeth into and chew and swallow and crap out in those really big, wonderful craps that just make you feel so much lighter and more whole.
Feels like an anaconda crawling out of your bum. Those wonderful craps. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, yeah, anacondas.
anaconda shit. Basically, delicious is by your own definition. Everyone's different, has a different definition of delicious music, and we try to play them all.
Whitney's is anaconda shit. So this first song is by a band called Brand New. It's called Daisy, off of the album of the same title. They put it out last year.
It's got a picture of a fox on the cover.
That very good, Whitney. And I'm playing this for summer because... This would be maybe the best song in the entire world, if not for a bit in the middle when they have a child talking about things on shelves. Oh, but then after that, okay, you're going to have to listen. This is your radio.
The drums, man, the drums.
And we sing this morning that wonderful and grand old message. I don't know about you, but I never get tired of it. Number 99, Just As I Am.
I'm a mountain that has been moved. I'm a river that is all dried up. I'm an ocean nothing floats on. I'm a sky that nothing wants to fly in. I'm a sun that doesn't burn hot. I'm a moon that never shows its face. I'm a mouth that doesn't smile. I'm a word that no one ever wants to say.
Take all these things and they'll bury them fast. Pray that they turn to sin.
And we sing this morning.
The thing that's amazing about that band is that they write such simple songs. Such simple songs. And they just put so much into it. And that's like, it's not production magic. I've seen them. It's not studio magic. That is fucking musician magic. That is band cohesiveness magic.
So yeah, if you are at a lack of things to do and you are not at my tea shop right now, you should go to my tea shop. It's in the Dakin G3 Lounge. Tip our wonderful barista, Susie. Have some delicious tea for very cheap. Or alternatively, come down here, take your shirt off, and just throw your body around a yurt. Your turn for music.
It's probably my favorite pastime. Yeah. Well, okay, so, time for a small announcement. Glassjaw has just come out with a new EP.
Winnie's getting married! Aww.
Which is about the same joy level, actually, which is kind of sad. But you know what I'm talking about. It's the Coloring Book EP. 6 gorgeous songs, absolutely nothing like their old stuff. Nothing even like the singles they've been coming out with lately. It's completely different. So I'm trying to decide which one to play first. There isn't any screaming on this album. He doesn't scream once, which is what he's legendary for. But it's even better for. I'm gonna stop talking and play one of these songs as soon as I get the levels up here. Sorry about the beeping. Alright, this song is called Gold. You are listening to This Shit Is Delicious on Yurt Radio.
Oh,
We're back.
Yeah, welcome back.
That was Gold by Glassjaw, the new EP entitled Coloring Book. By the way, you can only get this EP if you buy a ticket to one of their shows, so I suggest you buy a ticket.
Why didn't I get it?
Well, you'll get it. Oh, no, you get it as you walk out the door from the show.
How'd you get it?
Online download. You can get it from Mediafire.
Don't!
But you get a hard copy of the CD if you go to see them, which is totally worth it. I was talking with their bassist. He said, when you come to see the new shows, wear brown pants. That's all he told us. I'm happy.
Wait, I just got that. All right, so if you haven't heard yet, I opened a tea shop recently. It's called the Jasmine Dragon Tea Lair. It's in the Dakin G3 Lounge. You can find it on Facebook.
What a great name.
I know, right? I lifted it shamelessly from Uncle Iroh's tea shop from Avatar. Because I strive to be Uncle Iroh in everything that I am and do. But it's in the Dakin G3 Lounge. It's open 7 days a week. The hours are online, but it's definitely open from at least 6:30 to 10 every evening. You should totally go down, go visit our wonderful barista, or who is either me or Megan or Susie right now, or somebody else as soon as I start training more people.
Hi, Megan and Susie, if you're both there.
We have excellent selections of tea from all over the world, mostly China, actually, which you would never be able to find at the prices that I'm selling them to you for. It's mostly nonprofit. Everything that you give us that isn't tips goes back into, you know what, fuck this, it's music time. This is for everybody back at the Jasmine Dragon Tea Lair. It's called Milk and Honey by As Tall as Lions. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Yurt Radio. That was As Tall as Lions with Milk and Honey.
It makes me feel like I should have something running through my hair right now, like have something washing over me.
Well, you are. Beauty.
I guess, yeah, beauty and music.
Audio beauty.
I can totally feel it in my hair right now. It's not just sweat.
Oh. It's in my soul. Anyway. So we're now going to do something that we've been talking about doing for a long time, which is segments. We're going to start having segments. And there's a funny story behind this segment, Whitney.
Yeah, this is actually Walker's first brainstorm for this radio show. Back in the fall, back during orientation, we were thinking about doing a show solely centering around songs you may have grown up with. So here's our segment. Songs you may have grown up with, and I'm going to start this off with a song that apparently Walker knows as well.
All right, so first he had Yu Yu Hakusho loaded on his YouTube, and now he's playing this song, because clearly we were the same person when we were younger.
It's so weird. It's so weird. Anyway, this is Until the Day I Die by Story of the Year. I don't know what album this was off of. It doesn't really matter. This is an absolute classic. You're listening to This Shit Is Delicious on Yurt Radio.
Until the day I die, I spill my heart for you, for you. Until the day I die, I spill my heart. We'll be right back.
it feels to know that you're never going to create anything else in your life, possibly even close to as good as something you've created. Story of the Year never really came out with anything to compare to that.
That's true, they totally didn't.
They kind of flatlined after that, but that is anthemic, it's beautiful, it's raw, it's pure, it's gorgeous, and I know if you guys grew up with it, but we definitely did.
Yep.
Oh my God. And so, continuing with our segment, oh wow, Walker has a lot of ideas.
There was, all right, so I can't remember which one it was though. It was off of, hang on, it was off of Birth. I don't want Facebook.
I don't know that album that well.
That's all right, it was a live album they put out.
Oh.
Tell them a joke, Whitney.
Well, I only know really bad jokes. I actually don't know any jokes at all. It's kind of a weird thing. And that's kind of a joke in itself, I guess. The fact that I don't know any jokes.
You're a joke.
I am a joke. I couldn't tell a joke if I tried. Oh, no, I know one really, really, really good joke that my grandpa tells really well that always makes people shit themselves. But basically, it would take way too long to tell, even considering the fact that this may take a while. Goodbye, Rita.
All right, it was probably Blue and Yellow.
We had a special guest
might have
in
also
our,
been the Taste
our
of
yurt
Ink.
For a little bit.
Or,
Taste of Ink's great song.
Taste of Ink on My Own, which one?
Let's do On My Own.
Okay, I love that song.
This is On My Own by The Used off of the live album Birth. You're listening to This Shit Is Delicious on Yurt Radio.
Give it a look.
Possibly technical difficulties.
All right, never mind.
The song does not seem to be loading.
Breaking the Habit, One Step Closer, Crawling in My Skin, Somewhere I Belong, a Paper Cut.
Oh, my God. Shit. Oh, my God. Either Somewhere I Belong or Paper Cut, I'd say.
Somewhere I Belong.
Okay, this is Somewhere I Belong by Linkin Park off of Meteora.
Yes, suck
oh,
it.
My God.
Sorry, technical difficulties again. The internet is a bitch. And also for porn. Well, here we go. All right, so continuing with our segment of songs you might have grown up with, here's Somewhere I Belong by Linkin Park.
I wanna let go of
discovered it. You're listening to this shit is delicious with your
Chester radio. Bennington's voice totally kills mine. Yeah. Just trying to sing that and vaguely the same stuff. I mean, I don't really like Linkin Park that much anymore, but he still got it. He still fucking got it. He's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, in continuation with our segment of songs you might have grown up with, if my computer isn't...
Summer, I love you too.
Aww. Y'all. This is an old song. Well, not that old. It was actually the last album that this band made, sadly, because they were just starting to get really, really good. And this song just honestly always gets me.
Don't say the band's name.
Always gets me. You guys know who this is. You know what this is. It's just This Shit Is Delicious on Yurt Radio. We're back on This Shit Is Delicious.
You're listening to your radio and all that shit.
If you didn't guess by the incredibly distinctive voice, that was Tom DeLonge from Blink-182. Well, that was actually the band, but I was talking about the voice there. And that song was called Down. It was from the self-titled album, which was, for some reason, the last album they put out. That was a fantastic album. A lot different than their earlier stuff. A lot more mature, and the songs are absolutely brilliant. And it looks like Walker has probably the final installment in our segment of songs you may have grown up with.
That's true. This is a request from the beautiful Summer Herzl. This is the band Stabbing Westward.
I haven't heard these guys
Westward,
in forever.
Stabbing Westward. The song is Save Yourself. If you have any requests of music that you find delicious, and that can be classified as songs that make you go, or songs that make you shit anacondas, call us in. The number for the yurt is
Oh, God, what is it?
Over there on the
413-559-6766.
413-559-6766. Here you go. Stabbing westward, save yourself. Clowns and sexy women with dreads playing with dusty turntables.
That was a great video.
Sorry, Summer informs me that I got the radio edit of that. I want to state publicly right now that I abhor the editing of music.
The concept of radio editing.
Oh my God. So yeah, sorry about that. I will try to never, ever, ever, ever do that again. I think it's disgusting when people do that.
But that band makes me nostalgic for the days when the goth scene wasn't melodramatic and it wasn't about.
Anyway, music time.
Oh, get me started on that. Yeah, okay. And kind of keeping in that same vein, this is a somewhat older song by a band I don't really listen to a lot, but that meant a lot to a person who used to mean a lot to me. So I kind of got into them. The word isn't vicariously, but that's the word I'm going to use because I want to play this music and I don't want to talk. So this song is called Soul on Fire by him off the album Love Metal. You're listening to This Shit is Delicious. Back, folks.
You are listening to This Shit is Delicious on your radio.
That was Soul on Fire by the band Him off the album Love Metal. I think that was one of the later albums. Moving right along.
And now we're going to play some acapella metal.
Some what?
Some acapella metal.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not in opposition to that at all. That's just a shocking concept.
It's true.
Let's hear it.
I'm trying to decide though, Hero or Master of Puppets.
No.
You know
way.
What? We're gonna have to do Hero.
No
well,
way.
Yeah, we'll have to do Master of Puppets. I mean,
oh my god.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is Master of Puppets, the cover by Van Canto off of Tribe of Force. Thank you to Quinn for giving me this music.
Run, na na na. Run, na 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 na.
Oh,
I know, right? So yeah, Quinn showed me that.
I would never have believed
that was possible. Let me quit with
music for a second. Okay, well, so I'm going to play some more New Black Dog for you. I'm not even going to talk about this at all. I'm just going to let the music speak for itself. This is Daytona White, the last song off the new Coloring Book EP. You're listening to This Shit Is Delicious.
Feel
This is Whitney Schuster, Walker Staples, and this shit is delicious. I'd like to say goodnight to you folks. Thanks for listening. We're going to play one more song for you. Thanks to the gracious Bob Gary, who has the show after us. By the way, stick around for his show. It's excellent. So, Walker, do we have our song?
Oh, God, do we ever. We even have a certain...
Oh, yes! Yes! Oh, my God. Perfect. Oh, my God.
So...
Oops. Hold on. Stop the glass jaw.
What in the world is that? I have no idea.
Well, it's not coming through the
speakers. Yeah, it's not coming through the speakers. There's a bird chirping in here again or something. Anyway, last song. Walker?
This song is for love.
The sweet smell of your toothless canal.